Terrain use. It takes a lot of time and experience to get good at reading terrain and seeing the best way to get up or down something. When we're out there, we want to use rib features and high points in the terrain as much as possible. If we can find a ridge or rib feature to keep us higher and out of terrain traps, that is our best option. When selecting a route, we want to choose a route that is going to have the least amount of exposure. Treed areas or ridgelines are great options for reducing exposure. Just because there is a track does not make it a good route. Always assess for yourself. You will see some wild tracks out there. Escape route. We always want to try to make the best decisions possible to not get caught in an avalanche, but we need to come up with a solid escape route in case we are wrong. When riding, we want our escape route to be a 45-degree angle and ideally towards a high point or out of the avalanche path to a safe spot. Always have your escape route in mind before riding. Avalanches happen quickly and we don't have time to figure out an escape route while we're riding. If you're climbing up something and you trigger an avalanche near the top, try to hit your throttle to get above the avalanche. It's a great idea to have radios between everyone in your group. Avalanches can be surprisingly quiet, especially with our sled running. Sometimes we don't hear them. People that trigger an avalanche rarely notice it until it's too late. Having your crew watching from a safe spot and being able to notify you by radio if something fractures can be a life-saving communication device in the backcountry. Route finding exercises. Avalanche Canada has some great route finding exercises. These allow you to start practicing looking for hazards and identifying the safest option to move through terrain. Don't get discouraged. It takes years of practice and mentorship to improve your route finding skills.